It's the radio segment that's launching an energy drink for restaurant workers called Waiterade. So, if you see a server at Applebee's who's acting super peppy, running around wide-eyed, rubbing his teeth, they're not on meth. It's Waiterade.
Or probably both.
Yeah, probably some meth too. With Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser.
Yeah.
Those other grease trap guzzlers just don't.
This first laser,
it's the Waiterade. Sorry.
I got it.
First Laser Stories out of, you guessed it, Florida.
A-plus start.
52-year-old guy named Clifford Edwards is a real estate exec at a firm in Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
And he was apparently in town on a vacation.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, well, sounds fun.
The other night, a couple noticed him standing near their 2023 Nissan Altima outside of a restaurant, acting extremely strange. So they confronted him.
Yeah.
And when they did, he giggled and ran away.
What? So he's having a good time on his vacation?
After he left, they noticed he'd done more than $1,000 in damage to the side of their car by scratching it up with a used butter knife.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, my God.
Thinking of that noise.
I know. I can't. The sound. Even imagining.
So the problem is, how would they catch him? How could they tell the cops who did it?
Yeah.
He was gone. Well, Clifford left a pretty big clue behind.
What's that?
The couple's car was parked outside of a restaurant called the Toasted Monkey, so police assumed that's where the butter knife must have came from.
Okay.
And sure enough, Clifford's name was on the wait list.
No!
Wow, so, that's actually really good detective work.
They had his phone number, and that's how cops tracked him down. And when they did, he admitted to everything and described it as a spring break mistake.
Dude.
I mean, what's with all the middle-aged people at spring break in Florida? Yeah. Have you seen the pictures?
Everybody's going through a midlife crisis right now.
A lot of olds.
It's funny
because
I'm like, I haven't noticed that. And then my second thought was, God, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Exactly. I would be that middle-aged dude. Yeah.
They arrested him for felony criminal mischief.
Oh.
His wife had to come bail him out. And I'm sure that was a super fun conversation. This next laser story is out of Saskatchewan. If you didn't know, the capital city of Saskatchewan is Regina. And the tourism board is...
Stop it, Jose. Stop it.
The tourism board's catching heat after deciding to lean in on the obvious joke that people make about it.
Is that how you pronounce it? It's not Regina.
They launched a new ad campaign last week with a few slogans that aren't subtle at all.
I love this.
If you're going to be named that, you have to.
One is, show us your Regina.
Yeah. You better watch out. I may follow up on that.
No, bro.
Another one the city released was titled Regina, the city that rhymes with fun.
So smart.
They also changed the name of their group, which used to be Tourism Regina, and now it's Experience Regina.
Finally!
I love a Regina positive message.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of proud residents didn't find the rebrand funny.
Oh, come on.
They have a sense of humor.
Or at least they don't want their proud city represented that way, so it's already been canceled.
What?
That restaurant chain Pink Taco has to open up.
Too far.
No, it really is a place.
The group's
I'm with you, Brooke.
CEO is a guy named Tim Reed, who was very proud of the campaign at first. But after receiving so much backlash in just a few days, he publicly apologized
and
told a reporter he was trying to own the joke, but obviously went way too far with it.
Okay.
Now it sounds like his job might be in jeopardy.
Okay.
Oh, man.
But Phallicville down the street is having just a fine time.
This next laser story is out of what in the wheatgrass is going on?
Okay.
Usually when there's an Uber Eats mystery, it's a missing item or an entire missing order.
Right.
But one neighborhood in California is dealing with the opposite problem. It's an area called Highland Park, and for some reason they've been receiving mysterious Uber Eats deliveries for the past month.
What do you mean they? The whole city?
The whole neighborhood. We're talking dozens of bags of fast food chicken sandwiches, tacos, milkshakes, pastries, coffee, and more.
Tasty.
Someone tried to fatten them up.
After some investigation, they found no one there is placing any of these orders.
What?
In fact, some of the recipients don't even have an account. They just keep coming.
God, if you're selling your house, that would be a real perk to put on the listing.
Plus free food happens all the time.
At first, it was just a random surprise, but the street's been getting more than a dozen deliveries a day.
What the heck?
And so they've been looking for places to donate the food now. And if you're wondering, some brave residents say they have eaten some of the mystery meals.
Yeah, donate it to my mouth.
According to a news report, there are a lot of vegetarians in the area, and they're asking the mystery center to please order more salads.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
There's like a whole happy community here, but then there's like one sad guy who can't figure this app out. Who's like, why do I never get my orders?
Yeah. Uber Eats has also opened an investigation, and they flagged a few accounts, but still unclear who is placing the orders.
So they're doing
why.
It on purpose.
One person's like, hey, I live at 1510 and I'm gluten-free.
Specifics.
His next laser story is out of Social Media Central. What's the top thing people overshare on Facebook or Instagram?
Sicknesses.
Political views.
Well, a new poll looked into it, and the number one answer probably isn't going to surprise you. But the rest are kind of interesting. Here's the top things that we overshare online.
Okay.
Number 7, relationship stuff.
I would if I had one.
Yeah, we know you would. Yeah, I mean, you still share it. It's just about how you don't have
it. Yeah, it's how I'm lonely. Yeah.
If you have a relationship, things going on, get a room, people. Yeah. And don't overshare about it.
Don't listen to these haters. No. If you're in love, post you're in love. Ask your significant other.
Number 6, wealth.
Oh, really?
Anything about money or expensive possessions that seems braggy is just a no.
I'd rather see that than relationships on my feed, honestly.
I always feel like the people who are bragging probably don't have any money.
Yeah. Is that bad? I'm like, oh, you're bragging about it?
Number 5 is accomplishments.
Oh.
That one's probably fueled by jealousy, but still, do we have to see you holding up a trophy for best lawn care in your neighborhood? Like...
That'd be pretty exciting, though.
Really?
Your husband would love that.
Honestly, it would be a huge honor for my husband.
That's a Facebook post to a T.
Yeah.
Number 4, kids.
Oh, I love the kids, though.
We love kids, but there's so many photos of them.
Right.
Some people say limit it to just 3 pictures a year, and I support that.
Wow, that's
pretty low. That's like once on their birthday.
Yeah, no, their birthday and then when they graduate.
Number 3, bodily functions.
Wow.
Ew.
What?
If you're posting about your bathroom habits, please stop. Yesterday.
Gross.
Number 2, food.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yes, you say yes. That's all you food all the time. That's all you post.
If you can't get enough food posts, go check out video of Jose eating at restaurants and moaning the entire time.
Yeah, no, I do. I love doing the food videos.
We know.
Yeah, we know.
I love it.
The number one thing we are overseeing being posted online are, Jose called it, political views.
Oh. Yay! It's hilarious. I hate all of it.
I don't care what side you're on.
That's why you go to both sides, you post the opposite view and watch people go crazy.
So no government whatsoever. That's your down with government. 53% of us think people overshare about politics online. This guy doesn't post enough, though.
Oh, yeah.
Probably because he's too busy messing around with politicians' shoes.
Oh, really?
Actually, this sound was taken directly from Lindsey Graham's loafer.
It's a very old loafer.
He was lobbying with it. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.